Track 6, more news stories. Farming leaders hail inquiry's findings. NFU Devon Chair Paul Glanville said, "We are pleased to see that the review recognises the important role commoning and pastoralism has on Dartmoor. The NFU understands the review must be the catalyst for positive, meaningful change. We recognise the recommendations that evolution of Dartmoor's vision, governance and management needs to involve commoners, DEFRA and Natural England and a wide range of other stakeholders. We await the government's response to the review and feel confident that the report fairly highlights the actions needed on Dartmoor. We will continue to work closely with our members on any developments, particularly the Land Use Management Group." Tenant Farmers Association Chief Executive George Dunn said, "The TFA congratulates David Fursden and the members of his independent review group for the thorough job it has undertaken in an extremely short period of time. The review group has clearly got to grips with the huge issues on Dartmoor and has set out a clear pathway to resolve them. It is vital now that we do not lose traction and we look to DEFRA to pick up the challenges laid out in this review immediately. Whilst the report paints a damning picture of the impact of past policy and practice, including determining that Natural England has not responded successfully to the challenges of working within Dartmoor, and that changing the balance of grazing and removing sheep has reduced biodiversity on Dartmoor, the key now is how we move forward."
And there is support for new eco-homes. More than 20 affordable eco-homes look set to be built in the heart of Newton Abbot after the Town Council signalled its support for the scheme. The proposals for 23 one- and two-bedroom rented apartments on Sherborne House car park have been tabled by Teignbridge District Council. All would be built to internationally recognised passive house standards, meaning maximum energy efficiency and low running costs. Two will be wheelchair friendly and have the only car parking spaces, with other tenants encouraged to use alternative means of transport. The planning application document states, "These new flats will be constructed to the highest quality and environmental standards to reduce energy costs and create attractive, healthy homes." It adds, "The site as a whole is a brownfield urban site and as such should be considered favourably in the search sequence set out in the local plan policy. It is in walking distance from the town centre with good connections to public transport, in close proximity on Kingstainton Road and a local cycling route to the south. Within 2 minutes walking distance, residents will have access to local amenities, shops, green spaces and sport and leisure facilities. Being a town centre site, it offers the opportunity for highly sustainable residential development in close proximity to shops, public transport routes, amenity and leisure facilities, and as such should be developed with a high density to maximise the opportunity, while being respectful in scale and massing within the urban grain of Newton Abbot." Members of Newton Abbot Town Council's Planning Committee considered the scheme on December the 13th and voted unanimously not to object, local government rules preventing an actual vote in support.
Newton Abbot lights the night. To the sound of drums, school children from across Newton Abbot made their way through the town for this year's festive lantern parade. The event, which took place last Wednesday, December the 13th, was organised by Newton Abbot Town Council and saw pupils create their very own lanterns during public workshops and at school earlier in the month. Children from All Saints Marsh, Bairns, Bradley Barton, Decoy, High Week, St Joseph's and Warborough gathered outside Bairns Primary School from 6 o'clock before departing in a procession to St Leonard's Clock Tower. With handmade lantern in hand, pupils made their way along Queen Street, Courtney Street and Bank Street before amassing around the clock tower, all the while flanked by onlookers taking pictures and videos of the spectacle.
Full house for charities. The Cuddly Toy Gang, who run the charity bingo each month at Ashcombe Village Hall, held a special Christmas session on December the 6th with 70 people in attendance. During the evening, they were able to make their second donation of the year to five local charities. Dawlish Community Transport received £500, and Ames, the Strand Centre in Dawlish, Talking Newspapers and St Nectan's Church in Ashcombe each received £250, making a total of £1,500. Since starting the bingo, an amazing £7,500 has been raised. A spokesman for the gang expressed her thanks to all the people who regularly attended, as well as Tom Hunt, who helps organise the sessions, Sarah Cartwright, the caller, Matt, who looks after the bar, and last but not least, Frank and Carol Waster for providing the refreshments. Sessions will continue in January on the first Wednesday of every month, starting at 7:30, eyes down at 8 p.m.
What's that coming over the hill? Is it a Santa? Several Santas ditch their sleighs in favour of their running shoes for this year's Santa Dash. The Bubby Tracy Santa Dash sees participants run, walk, jog, or otherwise jingle their way around a 2 or 5 kilometre course in Millmarsh Park, starting and finishing at Josie's at the Jolly Roger. The event is held in aid of Bubby Tracy's Life Saving Club and Devon Heart Heroes. Thank you to all the Santas and elves that came along on Saturday to support our charity event, the organisers said. Everyone had a jingle of a time. Thank you to all those that donated prizes. Merry Christmas to you all, they went on to say.
Pixels make presents with charity calendar. This Christmas, a Tynmouth amateur photographer is transforming pixels into presents to support the Motor Neurone Disease Association. Behind the lens is Claire Twitchin, a teaching assistant at Gatehouse Primary School. Outside of her professional life and the occasional extraordinary challenge, like swimming the English Channel, Claire's passion is photography. I started taking photos in lockdown, Claire explained. I would walk my dog, Eddie, every sunrise before he passed away. Every morning I started taking photographs of the sunrise and posting them on Facebook for people that couldn't venture out. Recognising the positive impact of Claire's photos, a friend suggested turning them into a fundraising initiative for the NHS. Claire, who was awarded the MBE in 2021 for her work during the pandemic, said, I joined forces with a local group of women called the Sewing Army Scrub Army. I provided the fabric for them to make the scrubs for the nurses and doctors at local hospitals and surgeries. That work earned her a medal of the British Empire, the MBE, presented by the then Prince Charles. Now, spurred on by her two new dogs, Merlin and Dodger, Claire's calendars have continued raising money for the RNLI and a water safety education charity known as Above Water. This year, her calendar is in aid of the Motor Neurone Disease Association, which focuses on improving access to care, research, and campaigning for people affected by motor neurone disease in the UK. Claire added, I think the charity's amazing, and it's just such an important cause. Each picture is linked to each month, more or less, and I've kept it quite local this year, so they're pretty much all from around Tynmouthbridge. I hope it shows lucky we are to live where we live. Claire's calendars are available, priced at £12, from the Healthy Pet Shop in Tynmouth.